Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If I said to you that there's lots of news and none of it is good for the left, would you believe me? Well, it's true. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I will be delivering you amazingly great news if you're a conservative. If you're a leftist, I'm gonna explore you, have you exposed to the self-inflicted damage of the left, and explain to you why you need to switch. You need to get out and get out now. If you want to give me a call, 844-551-8255. So let's begin with Wu Flu damage. Because as I've mentioned to you, they're backing away from it. I could give you location by location. D.C.'s rolling back mask and vaccine mandates. Now, New York is still losing its mind, but we'll get to that in a bit. But most of these places are saying, you know what, enough is enough. We've read the tea leaves in the way of polls, and it doesn't look good for us to continue this draconian nonsense. And even while they try to support the leftists, try to support Trudeau and try to go against the truckers, it is a lost leader. The world is now on to this ruse. Thanks for being here, folks. But I'm going to begin with this. A 34-year-old father from Colborne, Ontario, this is in Canada, died last year with lymphohistiocytic myocarditis in front of his two young children. Did I tell you how old he was? Did I mention it? 34. Brandon Watt died of myocarditis, according to the initial finding of his autopsy by the Ontario Coroner's Office in Kingston General Hospital. I'm going to explain this story much further as we go along, but here's what I want you to understand. 34-year-old dude dying. You want to know why he died? Anybody want to take a guess if he got that stupid Wu Flu shot or not? It's a tragic story. You want to know something else? Inflation indicators are horrible. Listen to this. This may be the worst jump in inflation since Biden was cheated into office in the big coup. I'm going to share the numbers, but I want to give you just a tidbit before we get into the story. Prices at the wholesale, pay attention to what I just said, at the wholesale level jumped twice the expected level in January as inflation pressures were unabated to start the year. This is from the Labor Department. The Producer Price Index, which measures final demand goods and services, increased 1% for the month against the Dow estimate of 0.5%. Over the past month, the gauge rose an unadjusted 9.7%, close to a record dating going back to 2010. Now, let me go back to wholesale, okay? Wholesale. Why is that a big deal? Business people know where I'm going. See, wholesale cost means that's the cost that the supplier gets before they put the markup, before the retailer puts the markup. There's hardly a retailer on the planet who isn't going to do a 2.5% or higher markup. That's probably the minimum because you got to inventory it. You know, you have a cost of goods sold. You got to acquire it. You got to let it sit. You don't know how long it's going to sit. It depends on your inventory turns. So it may sit for a while. So you have spoilage. You have shrinkage, people stealing it. You have returns, things like that. So they have to put all that into the equation. So if something goes up a dollar, to you it's going to go up $3, maybe as many as $4 or $5 depending on the product. That's why that's a big deal. The fact that it went up 0.5% is a big deal. The fact that it went up 1% is a huge deal because that means everything is going to go up 3 to 4%. So you get it? Not good news. Anyway, we'll dig more into those numbers. There's other things that are happening in the news. And again, not good news for the Democrats. Moderna CEO, he's in the news. Maybe you heard what he did. Sold some stock. But it's a bigger thing than that. So I'll just tease it with that. He sold some stock. And is everything with Democrats, with people that are getting over on the public, you know there's more to the story. The mayor, I've already mentioned the mayor of New York City. This guy is, not only is he pulling the race card, He's still stuck in the draconian days of mandatory vax. He just fired a bunch of his city workers. That's going to bite him in the butt, I promise you. But the other issue we're going to be talking about with him is going to bite him in the butt. And oh, what about Alec Baldwin? Remember, he thought he was invincible. He was above the law. Here's another vapid leftist who, by the way, anti-gun, anti-American, anti-conservative, who shoots his co-star on his show. Why? Out of negligence. Out of negligence. He's being sued. Good. Congratulations to that family for getting what's due to them. I love hearing that. What else we got? We got leftists lying about us because there was an assassination attempt of a mayoral candidate in Kentucky, and they blamed us. We'll get more into that in just a bit as well. Lots of stuff, folks. Lots of topics. None of this is going to go good for the left. And when I tell you all the indicators are that they are imploding, I could not be, there's not enough, I don't have enough hyperbole. It was bad during the time of Obama. Then we got Trump. We defeated him. I told you it was bad for him then. In 2020, it was the worst it had been, and they cheated their way in, and they thought, okay, we did it. We succeeded. We cheated right in front of their faces. And you know what it did? It gave them an actual person in place now. They got no excuses. They don't have baby black Jesus' suave and debonair, you know, demeanor to do it. By the way, have you guys seen Barack Obama in the last week or so? Have you looked at him? This dude looks like my great-great-grandfather. He aged in dog years since he's left. Wow. He looks horrible. Go look for yourselves. Donald Trump, meanwhile, looks like he's 10 years younger than he was when he left the presidency. Name me a president that looks as good as Trump. There's not one. They all age negative. Trump looks good. He looks like he could serve 3 terms. And I want to bring up one other quick question about that, because we're going to dive into some of these topics here in a bit. But Donald Trump, if he is such a they say he's nonplus. They don't even care about him anymore. Why is it that Mitch McConnell is trying to downplay him in the Senate? Why is it's funny? You can't pick up the news any day of the week, and Trump's not in the lead. Some story, something about him, a tweet, a comment, whatever. They have to be speaking about him. That's not a guy that's irrelevant. That's a guy who's a real mover and a shaker. Anyway, lots to talk about. We're going to develop a lot of these other stories when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked about some of the things that are going to be happening with the Democrats and how they have, they're between a rock and a hard place and they put themselves there. But it's not just the Democrats as a party. It's leftism in general. And what I'm about to talk to you about as it relates to inflation, and I want you to pay attention because this is an interesting subject here, what we're about to discuss, is all these woke CEOs. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, capitalism was a bastion of conservatism. Very simply so. You have an idea. You got to put your money on the line, your time, your energy, and you fail more than you succeed. We only hear about the successes. There are millions and millions of failures, but the few successes. And what's happened is these guys that have built their companies and done everything they're supposed to do to become CEOs of these multinational global concerns have become woke because that's the only way for them to guarantee that they can stay off the radar. It used to be you just made a good product. You gave good service. Things like this. Now it doesn't matter. You can have a crappy product. You can get bad. Look at Facebook. Try to get anything done with Facebook. You go to customer services and I have a complaint or whatever. There's no human involved. Look at the way they treat us.
ask yourself, could they have survived back in the day treating people the way they treat conservatives? The short answer is heck no. The government would have been after them. The society would have been after them. But Facebook is on the side of leftism, so they are able to skirt it. And now they're all woke. Trust me, folks. Trust and believe what I'm about to tell you. These woke CEOs are about to get a wake-up call they never anticipated. And it has to do with inflation. Now, I talked earlier about the inflation indicators being horrible. And so I'll repeat this. Prices at the wholesale level dropped twice of what they expected in January. They thought they were going to jump 0.5%, which is significant. Because you're saying if that stayed true, it would be 6% over a year if it jumped 0.5% every month. That's significant. But it jumped 1%. So if it were to jump 1% every month, it would be 12% for the year. Can you imagine? I mean, we're already paying through the nose now. Can you imagine if you had to pay 12% more on top of what we've already got going? And we went through the numbers. Houses up, gasoline up 40%. Rents increased to our crazy levels. Home prices, have you looked? A home price where I live, a $500,000 home is now a $700,000 to $800,000 home. In a couple of years, within a year, under Biden, food prices, furniture up 9%, food prices 7.5%, used cars up 20%, and so on. People can't afford anything. But here's what I want to tell you about this number, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. It's a wholesale number. It doesn't include retail. Retail marks this stuff up at least 300%, 250% to 300%. And that's at the lower level. Because as I said, they got to be concerned about breakage, shrinkage, which is essentially theft, returns, and a host of other things, rebates, etc. So they have to take all this into account when they are adjusting the price. So this is not just some, you know, it seems like a small number. It's not. It's a big number. And here's what they said. There were no signs of inflationary pressures easing in this report. We're talking about a report that came out, the Producer Price Index. They said quite the opposite. The index for goods was up 1.3% compared with December. Compared with 12 months ago, the prices of goods tracked in the PPI climbed 13.1%. And get this, food prices are still rising. They jumped 1.6% month over month and up 12.8% compared to a year ago. So that inflation is accelerating. It's horrible. And they go on to talk about the differences in the truck trailers and all these other things that are going up. So the truckers are going to have to charge more. And we already know what's going on with truckers. You know, they're fighting against Wu Flu. We got all these people that are compounding this because they're firing people over this stupid vaccine. And so you got people that are saying, I'm not going to work. I'm not getting I'm not going to get a vaccine. So I'm not going to go to work. So jobs are available, but nobody wants to fill them. So they got a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, here's what they're blaming it on. They blamed it. I'm talking about the leftists, the brain dead morons, Democrats. They said, oh, well, it's the Wu Flu that's doing it. It is the Wu Flu that's doing it because you've implemented vaccine mandates and it's made people leave their jobs in droves. Do I need to give you the number of people who quit their jobs? Millions quit their jobs arbitrarily, partially because of the welfare that they could get and some because they said, I'm not getting your stupid shot. And there's still some, even though the government says, well, we are no longer requiring vaccine mandates, but we're leaving it up to the companies. They're trying to make it appear as though, no, it's not us. It's the companies that are doing it. Well, trust me, hang in there. Companies are going to ask for you to come back and they're going to have to give you more money. But the bad news for the consumer, our prices are going to go through the roof. I'm telling you right now, they're going to go through the roof. But it gets worse. This guy writes, targets include supply chain woes. Now, this is what the Democrats are going to blame. The stalled Build Back Better plan, the gas tax, and lower immigration rates.
Yeah, we don't have enough illegals, apparently. Some Democrats also contend that across the economy, big corporations have spurred skyrocketing inflation. Now, here's what I want you to pay attention to. They're going to start, this guy writes, and that means you could hear the phrase price gouging a lot between now and November. What the Democrats are going to try to do now is shift the blame from Joe Biden, and they're going to say, nope, it's not us. It's the capitalists. They're the ones jacking up the prices. We're telling them. In fact, I heard somebody say this in the Biden administration. We're going to crack down on anybody that's gouging for prices, blah, blah, blah. What do you mean price gouging? If you can't get raw materials to make something and you still have to maintain a certain profit level, you are going to raise your price. That's the way it works. So unless the government is going to start regulating how much profit that these corporations can make, they got to let them do what they do. But if they don't, let me tell you what happens. Your stock prices are going to drop like a rock. You better get out of the market, because if I can't show a profit quarter over quarter, year over year, because the government is telling me you better not price gouge or I'll get you, then what the government is doing is artificially impacting the real true capital, the system of capitalism that guides this country. Because, see, there's nothing wrong with what these guys are doing. If you only have a certain amount of gasoline and you're trying to maintain a certain profit level, you're going to raise the price. That is what's called supply and demand. But they're artificially manipulating it. So how are these woke CEOs going to handle it when Joe Biden attacks them? Says, you're the reason that I'm having this problem. Are they going to respond and lower prices, or are they going to go after Biden?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republicans in the Florida House of Representatives approved a ban on abortions after 15 weeks, moving to tighten access to the procedure ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court decision that could limit abortion rights in America. The GOP-controlled House passed the 15-week abortion ban after several hours of debate between Democrats, who said the measure would impose an unnecessary burden on women, and Republicans, who say they were protecting the unborn. Republicans in several state legislatures are now moving to place new restrictions
restrictions on abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled it will uphold the Mississippi law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks and potentially overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. Mudslides that swept away homes and cars in the Brazilian city of Petropolis have killed over 105 people, according to Rio de Janeiro's state government. But even as families prepare to bury their dead, it's still unclear how many bodies remain trapped. This is USA Radio News. A U.S. and Iran nuclear deal is getting closer, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Talks in Vienna to revive the U.S.-Iranian nuclear deal are nearing their conclusion. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Ali Khani, said on Wednesday that the parties are closer than ever to reaching a deal. Despite the growing opposition in Washington, a morning consult poll released on Wednesday showed that 53% backed the original JCPOA agreement. I'm Lance Pry.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to talk about some profiteering going on with the left, and it's also centered around WooFlu. But before we get into that, because I want to talk about this Moderna CEO, there were some issues related to his stock sale. I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi. See, Nancy Pelosi has used Congress to get rich and powerful beyond normal limits. I mean, you expect that people that are accomplished like that to go there and do good and maybe make money. But she's done it, you know, to a level that even other congressmen have to look at and go, wow, you know, tip their hat. And Pelosi now believes herself to be an untouchable. And she's tougher than the $3 steak. I'll give her that. With the help of many other Democrats and leftists, Pelosi orchestrated the biggest coup in world history, as she and Barack Obama and the members of the clandestine agencies and what have you all ousted President Trump. And they did it, folks, in a bloodless coup. That takes some real power. That takes some real orchestration. And they have kept this thing together. Think about, we were surprised that they could keep Hillary Clinton out of prison. Think about all the moving parts to get rid of Trump, and nobody's paying the price. Nobody. They're still telling you, if you think Donald Trump cheated, that Joe Biden cheated, you're just a mean person, you know, that whatever. They are still trying to sell the lie. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I tell you, I don't think the Republicans could have kept the lid on something like this. But then next, Pelosi participated in the biggest money grab in world history. $6 trillion and counting, Pelosi and team used a Chinese bioweapon to get more wealth than even she believed possible from the American people. And the world participated. This is an American, we exported how to do this. And I will tell you, our citizens suffered more than any other. Put a price tag on it. Go look anywhere else in the world. We paid the most money for WooFlu per patient than anybody. And we're still paying it. We're still paying schools. We're still paying hospitals. They stole so much money from us. You want to believe they haven't even spent it all. They're still trying to figure out where to spend it. $500 billion, I heard the other day, was, well, we still got $500 billion in these funds because it's paper money then. They don't care. It's not their money. It was theft. I wrote a while back, folks, that from 2008 to 2010, Pelosi's net worth grew from roughly $12 million to almost $36 million. She practically tripled her net worth during one of the worst economic periods in American history.
And here's what The Hill wrote about Pelosi's financial prowess at the time. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, saw her net worth rise 62% last year, cementing her status as one of the wealthiest members of Congress. Pelosi was worth $35.2 million in the 2010 calendar year, according to Financial Disclosures report released Wednesday. She reported a minimum of $43.4 million in assets and about $8.2 million in liabilities. For 2009, Pelosi reported a minimum net worth of $21.7 million. So that's what she did in 2009. And in 2008, as I indicated, she was worth $12 million. She went from $12 million to $21.7 million to $35.2 million in two years, in the worst economic time in American history at the time. Speaker John Boehner, they wrote, also remained a multimillionaire. I want you to see if you can figure out the difference here. He reported that his minimum net worth in 2010 was close to $2.1 million with zero liabilities. His 2009 net worth was more than $1.8 million. So Boehner went from $1.8 million to $2.1 million in the same period that Pelosi went from $21.7 million to $35.2 million. So I just want you to understand what you're dealing with when you're considering how Democrats steal. But let me just tell you this. This is nothing when you think about what Pelosi did in the decade since. This is from the success bug. They write, have you ever wondered what the net worth of Nancy Pelosi is? As one of the most prominent members of U.S. Congress, the woman has built quite the resume. Not only is she active in politics, but she's also a well-known investor and philanthropist. As of February of 2022, Nancy Pelosi has a net worth of $114.7 million. So I remind you, in 2008, she was worth roughly $12 million. And in just over a decade, she has put an exponential, a zero at the end of that $12 million in a decade, making less than 200 grand a year. Is it any wonder that Pelosi doesn't want Americans looking into the investments of Congress and how they get their information? This is stuff that people should be in prison for. The Spectator wrote this. By now, many Americans are aware of the bombshell series of reports from Business Insider which accuse members of Congress and their staffers of violating the 2012 Stock Act, which regulates congressional securities trading. If there's been a figurehead for these reports, it has been none other than Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, who infamously defended members' ability to sell individual stocks despite their access to non-public information that directly affects the market. However, after witnessing public disapproval and universal dissent within both major political parties, and even from former President Donald Trump, it would seem Pelosi has started to publicly backtrack from her prior views and is now publicly entertaining restrictions on congressional trading. So here's what I would ask. How much money does Pelosi want to make before she decides, you know what, I've made enough? Now let's recap. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, worth nothing when they got into politics. At one point, worth well over $100 million. Barack Obama, in 2004, had to borrow taxi money to get home. And when he retired, when he got out of the presidency in 2012, he was worth multiple millions of dollars. Who knows? He's certainly worth at least $70 million because that was their book deal. He's probably worth, he's in the nine-figure club. Or is it what is it? Yeah, nine figure. He's got to be worth at least $100 million. So you have people like that that get into politics. They have no experience. They're horrible at the job. And they get millions and millions of dollars. Now, they go on to write this. At her weekly news conference last week, Pelosi said she could accept the ban on the ownership of individual stocks by lawmakers so long as the new rules apply to the judicial branch. Okay, look, I'll tell you this, as a citizen of America, apply to the judicial branch. I want anybody that's serving in public service, you have to understand, you're probably not going to get rich. You do what Donald Trump did. While Nancy Pelosi is feasting, they were accusing Donald Trump, you have to divest of everything. Trump lost. I'm not using him as an example because it's easy to remember. The dude supposedly lost $1 billion his first year in office. What could Trump have done with all the information he had? Let me tell you something. I used to tell people this. I would tell my friends, I'd say, man, get up in the morning and listen to Donald Trump. If he says something good about J.P. Morgan, get it. Buy the stock immediately. Whatever Trump says, that stock shoots through the roof. So Donald Trump could have, if he knew I'm going to make an announcement on J.P. Morgan, he could have tipped off many people. He didn't do it. Anyway, they said, of course her support is tepid, but it sure is a big change from the we're a free market economy position she took just a little over 2 months ago. Presumably, the spotlight will now shift to the multiple proposals floating around. They have this proposal called Trust in Congress Act. Bipartisan legislation proposed by Democrat Abigail Spanberger and Chip Roy, a Republican in Texas. And it would ban congressional members and their immediate families from trading securities individually. However, they could own securities solely held within a blind trust. Senator Warren, who's a Democrat, and Steve Daines, a Republican, want to do the bipartisan ban on congressional stock ownership, which goes farther. They don't want Congress to be able to own stock at all because you have too much access to information. Now, let me tell you where we fall as Americans. Two different polls. 67% of Americans say Congress shouldn't own stock, and another one has 76% says they should not be able to trade securities. Where do you think the public falls on this? Where do you think they would fall if we knew how Pelosi was making her money? We got to start holding these people their feet to the fire. They should not get rich while in public service. The same limits they want to place in the private sector, they should be placing on themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You trade any stocks? You have an investment portfolio? You invest in real estate? You own a franchise? Whatever? Let me tell you something. Making money is not easy. It's not easy for you to go out to your job every day and slave away. You put money in your 401k. And the government's planning something, or always plotting against you. Then you decide, you know what, I'm going to invest. I'm going to put it into real estate or whatever. They got capital gains. They always have their finger in your pot. But when it comes to their stuff, they make it easy. Insider trading, a wink, wink, hint, hint. Things that would get you arrested, they do openly. And I could go on. I could talk about all the different things that are happening in this country. That you go, are you kidding me? January 6th, for example, a plot, a scam, nothing more than a sham. Wu flu, a sham.
Russian collusion, a sham. Money being spent for nothing. Robert Mueller had a job for that many years. Democrats were feathering their nests over that entire time while they had us deflected over here on Russian collusion. WooFlu is an in-your-face scam. Pelosi, folks, is not the only person getting over. All of her contemporaries did the same thing. I want to see the disclosure by Congress on stock purchases. Wouldn't that be the type of thing we should be shooting for? Aren't these people responsible to us? They get to do things that would get you and I arrested. That's not fair. That is a double standard. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me tell you, I've had stock deals where I've made a lot of money, but I've lost money. I've had companies I started where I made a lot of money, and I've lost some money. You know, that's the way it works. You put your capital at risk, and here's the thing about that. You learn from it. You hone your skills. You get better. Let me tell you, I have a little friend of mine. He's a friend of my son's. His name is, doesn't matter. But he loves to invest. He's 15 years old. And I give him hints every now and then. I tell him, not insider hints, but things like, here's what you look for fundamentals. Here's why you invest in this. You know, and I tell him, follow your passion, because that's the best thing. Follow something you really like that you use, but it should have good fundamentals. And this kid is feasting. I taught it to my son, the same system that my brother and I went to years ago. But let me tell you, you can lose. You have to be a risk taker, but you learn, you get better. You know, I lost it. When I first started playing the stock market, I'd lose. Yeah, I'd hold my own, but I wouldn't win every time. I got better and better and better. I told you guys, at any point in my career, if I want to stop and do something and do it to the hilt, I could be a multimillionaire. I'm about to do that in the movie business with the Flick Fest. So I hope you get in. I hope you join up with it, because it is absolutely getting ready to get on steroids. Anyway, I digress. I think about D.C. and I think about what Rothstein said in the movie Casino, and I'm paraphrasing, but he says the things I do here would have gotten me busted outside of Vegas. He's talking about Vegas. The stuff they'll let me do here, I would go to prison for. That's the same thing D.C. should say. Let me tell you, there's an old saying in the country, get while the getting's good, and that's exactly what the Moderna CEO seems like he's done. The other day, Stefan Bancel sold 10,000 shares of his company's stock. It's about $1.8 million in total. But he's liquidated over $1 billion in the past few months. Not just in Moderna, but in other things that he has interest in. Now, as far as the Moderna stock goes, $1.8 million is a chip shot. It would take him 16 years to sell all his stock based on the formula that they use to let executives sell their stock. But the fact that he's starting to sell should make you wonder what's going on. And here's what was most interesting about the sale, and this is what has people talking. The day after he made the sale, his Twitter account vanished. So as I said, CEO selling stock, it's not unusual. I'm the sole owner in the Flick Fest at this point. And the majority of my money in the next 2 years will be tied up in that stock. Probably. Generally speaking, you will cap the number of shares that can be sold because you don't want a run. You don't want people going, oh, wow. You don't want a CEO liquidating in a fire sale, because that would end up creating a spark that could torpedo the company. So here's my question. Why would Bancel sell his stock given his ability to print money by producing tons of drugs that will never be used? Moreover, his company made out like a Biden, providing drugs that I would argue, and many argue, aren't even effective. So it made me wonder, does this guy really need the money given that his stock is relatively safe? Did he need the money to buy himself a new set of politicians willing to force citizens to take his death poke? Or does Bancel see the writing on the wall? And he said, you know what? I'm going to start playing the long game, and I'm going to dump whatever part I can dump right now. And as I said, it would take him 16 years to dump all of his stock because of the way his agreement is written. But people on Twitter found these moves very suspicious. The fact that right after he makes this sale, his Twitter account goes away. Now, I'm not saying Twitter deleted it. I don't know. You know, you can suspend your account for a while on your own. But why would you do it? I don't have an answer. But this guy, he's a union guy. His name is Johnny Oxam, and he's a Filipino-Syrian. And he asked this, do you think Moderna CEO Stefan Bancel knows something we don't? When someone sells a bunch of stock in the company they run and then delete their Twitter account, I'd say they're sending a message. Now, I didn't look at the stock the next day. I don't care about it beyond that. You can look and determine what happened the day after he sold. Did it, you know, torpedo the stock? I doubt it. Moderna, Pfizer, these guys are making a fortune. Pfizer, who by the way is over a $200 billion company, but $56 billion of that came through this WuFlu nonsense. Profit. And unlike their other drugs, they can't be touched. They don't have to worry about, this is the law firm of so-and-so. If you took the Moderna, the Pfizer shot for the WuFlu, blah, blah, blah. You know, get into class action law. There will be no class action lawsuits. People that took that shot volunteered to be experimented on in the beginning pigs. Simple as that. So you have no recourse. This is the most protected $56 billion Pfizer made. I don't even know what Moderna made, but they did well. Not as good as Pfizer. Pfizer became sort of the de facto one, and I don't know why. I didn't even look into. All I know is this: Johnson & Johnson took a beating because their vaccine was killing people, and you know, publicly, somebody decided we're going to make sure people know that J&J is not safe, so they torpedoed them, and that's probably political. It probably had nothing to do with the shot, because Johnson & Johnson would have been just as fine making a placebo, giving out sugar shots or saline solution and letting that run its course. They would have been better off doing that. Anyway, back to this sale of stock. So an independent journalist, his name is Jordan Schachtel, he tweeted this. The head of Moderna has deleted his Twitter account, it appears. Over the past 2 years, on a weekly basis, Bancel has dumped Moderna stock. He's now cashed out hundreds of millions of dollars. He sold about 20 million worth of shares in 2022. Now, again, I haven't followed this, but this is an independent journalist, an investigative journalist. And he says, no, no, no. This has been going on over the past 2 years. He's been dumping the stock. Now, I'll be honest, it makes me curious as to what was the stock at when he started, where is it at now, and it makes me want to look into it. I don't have the time. I'm too busy. I got too many other things. But I'm saying to you, take a look. And here's one of my favorite because it represents safe and effective. The guy tweets, almost $2 billion in Moderna stock dumped between CEO and co-founder. They probably aren't anticipating bad news or anything. Safe and effective, question mark. So people are wondering, you know, asking the questions and wanting answers. And I think we should get answers. Now, Bancel's company and other big pharma, they made out like bandits. I know this. And here's what they did. They offered table scraps to members of Congress. But you can bet no press will ask for a probe into how Pelosi and these other vax Nazis got rich off of this Chinese-created bioweapon. The only way the media, the FEC, or the SEC, I should say, the FBI, would dare investigate this story is if it involved a Trump or Republicans. Then you can bet this story would be front-page news everywhere.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.